Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
There's a girl.
I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo. Ooh, yeah. Oh, I don't know what that meant. Trisha, I think, still online. Yes, she is.
I am on the line. I tell you, the Awesome Mix 2 is just as good as Awesome Mix 1.
I think so. Very, very nice.
Although,
music.
I really must say that if you're talking about opening dance scenes, as cute as Baby Groot was in this one, the opening dance scene of the original Guardians of the Galaxy with Chris Pratt was incredible.
Yes, where he was kicking the
very
thing
cool
around.
Opening, though, on the second one. I loved it, actually. Yeah. Eric the Great is with us, and the lovely Kathleen is listening.
However, we will be seeing everybody at the Sexy Liberal Resistance Tour tonight.
That's right.
Woo-hoo!
And what will you be doing there?
I will be introducing the axe.
That's exciting for you, right?
The axe?
I thought he was going to say that he was going to be sexy and liberal while he
was
there.
Well, he is, but no, that's exciting. You're going to be on stage, right?
Yes.
I think that's really cool.
It's going to be a sexy show. And Eric, you're sexy.
Of course I am.
Yeah.
I've been working out.
Yeah,
good job.
See?
I work out.
Wow. I am Groot.
I'm sexy too, though.
Sexy.
So people are asking, how do you call in? 602-252-1480. Any relationship questions? You need some relationship advice. This is both ends of the spectrum.
That's right.
602-252-1480.
And if you change the last word, it's pathetic. Both ends of the spectrum.
And Dave
rhymes with
and wow, okay, I don't know, but I also want to say, Dave, that you're confusing me completely. But you're a fine girl, and
I'm a fine girl.
You're my life, my love, my sea.
Sea?
Yeah, that was Kurt Russell's line.
Lucky you said C and not EED.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway,
602-252-1480, 602-252-1480.
So here it is, right now, right here, live, you're going to hear something you've never heard before, value clarity exercise. Now, you know, Joseph, Eric, Trisha, everyone listening, Kathleen, and all the thousands of people out there, when you meet someone, you try to understand people's values at some point, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, and they'll go, for example, what's one of your main values, Joseph? When you meet someone.
When I meet someone?
What's a big value to you? It could be like family-oriented.
Hotness.
The what?
Well, that one is a good
hotness?
One. That one is a good, but humor.
Okay, humor is a big value.
Yes.
What's another, let's say, three others?
Three others? Let's say, so humor.
For a good relationship.
Humor, loving, caring, kind of.
How about
loving? Caring.
The what?
Honesty.
Okay, honesty could be a great value.
Loyalty.
No, they're all great values. It just depends. But you're going to get different words out of different people.
True.
So let's say you say humor and loyalty are your two main. And then probably others, probably family-oriented, and I'm guessing. And
I don't care if she doesn't care about her family. I'm good.
But you know what I'm
know.
Saying.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But let's say for now, it's humor.
Someone's saying personality on stream here. I
mean, that could be so.
Yeah, you got to have character. You've got to have...
You can't be
a stick in the mud. You can't be Kristen Stewart.
Right. Oh, yeah. So you say loyalty. Now, that's two. Usually we go four deep at first, but we'll do this. Now, she might say, let's say she might say personality. We'll use someone online. And let's make up another one. Personality. And what's the second one value for them?
Could it be looks?
Could it be?
I'm just out of curiosity. Let's see how that works.
So let's put looks. Okay. Now,
let's see romance.
Okay.
Switch one of those. Put instead of looks, put romance.
So we'll put romance.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So we got his and hers. His, humor, loyalty, hers, personality, and romance.
Yes.
Now, what you do is you put them in order, but you're going to have a longer list than this, but let's say you put them in order. What goes in order? Top priority, humor or loyalty? Which one?
Humor.
So one is humor, two is loyalty, personality and romance.
Let's say romance first.
Let's say romance first, personality second. All right, so now you're done on the first part of this clarity exercise.
Okay.
Then you ask, so remember you get the values and then you put them in priority. That's the first step.
Yes.
Second, you define it. How do you define humor? What's your definition of humor?
She knows how to take a joke.
So take a joke. Now, not everyone would have the same definition, but this is how you clarify it.
Yes.
So take a joke. Let's say, Who's Mr. Dabbs?
Wait, so find out what he would like to, what his question is.
Who is Mr. Dabbs?
Someone from
Oh, okay. Now, personality. How do you think they would define personality?
They would define the
How would you define it?
Character. To have a character.
So, character. So now you get the definition of these values. Now, here's the most important step. You ready for this?
Yes.
This is the most important step. What? How do you show evidence? How do you demonstrate, in other words, humor?
How do you demonstrate humor?
Yeah, your value of humor. How do you demonstrate it?
That I laugh. That I laugh at someone's jokes.
Oh, well, that's very cool. Okay.
Yeah, we'll just shout out to Mr. Dabbs, and he's welcoming us to stream. Now, we'll see what we can do.
How do you demonstrate loyalty? This is very important.
Yes.
So it's not just a definition. It's not a word, a label. But how do you demonstrate? How do you personally demonstrate loyalty?
I don't break any trust. I
You're trustworthy.
Yes, I'm trustworthy.
You
I'm
won't
completely
cross
honest.
The line.
I'm completely honest about all the situations that are going on. If someone asks me out, you know, I'll make sure that she knows.
Now, what if someone else, a woman, said loyalty, but she has a completely different definition and a completely different demonstration of that? The values then of loyalty are not the same. People so much will say, hey, I'm loyal. Yeah. And the other one says, hey, I'm loyal. Wow, we're a match. No, until you get the definition, but more importantly, until you say, how do you demonstrate that? Which is often different than the definition.
Yeah.
And if they have a blank stare, like, well, I haven't been very loyal in the past, but I want to be.
Okay.
That's a whole different demonstration.
True.
So that's how you get to know if your labels for values are the same.
Is that compatibility? It's determined
compatibility. It's starting to be compatible, because if someone says spiritual is a top value, right?
Yes.
And if you define it as I go to church every Sunday versus I go to church every year, how do you demonstrate it? And one says, well, I contribute to the church and I give to the poor and I'm out there volunteering. And the other one says, well, you know, I don't demonstrate it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as the definitions. The value of spiritual is not the same.
Yeah.
It's a label for what their internal filters are. That's why this is so critical. To be able to go through this values clarity exercise. And I think you could do it on the first date.
Yes.
I think it's a fun thing. And you say, hey, what's your top four or five values in a relationship? And people will say, oh, being supportive, maybe upbeat, spiritual, evolving and growing. Maybe the woman might say, romantic, maybe traveling. Yeah. Maybe adventure, you know, those are all values.
Right. And romance could be defined several different ways.
And if there's different definitions, you may not be compatible. But more importantly, if there's different demonstrations of those values. Like I did this once, you know, I did a lot of single seminars, and this girl I knew, I put through this, and she said, well, family is very important. And the guy she was going out with said, family's very important. And she said, he loves my kids. Mm-hmm. That was his definition.
Yeah.
And I asked her one question. I go, does he have kids? Oh, yeah, but he never sees them. Are you kidding me? How is that the same? Right, Joseph?
Yes.
How is that the same when you have family values, but you define it as both loving her kids, mm-hmm. and he ignores his kids?
Yes.
That is not family values. That sounds like a trickster trying to, win the prize.
Yeah.
Right, Tricia? You think so? Where's Tricia? Trisha's gone.
It's okay. So in this, do you need both people there?
Yeah. So, okay, so do I need what?
Do you need both people there?
Yeah, because you have to ask in when you're on the date, right?
Yes.
You say, hey, what are some of your most important values? And she talks about it, and here's my most important values. Then you prioritize it. What's the top value? Mm-hmm. And then second, third, fourth. And then you define it and see if the definitions are the same. But more importantly, how do you demonstrate? What's the evidence that you are spiritual? What's the evidence you are family-oriented? Because you know what? Anyone can say they're family-oriented. But do they prove it? Mm-hmm. Have they proved it? That's where people get in mistakes and don't understand. They think the labels are more important than the actual substance of what it means.
Yes.
You like it?
I do. I think it's a good exercise.
Yeah.
And but ultimately, I mean, I think you just gotta kind of go with your heart and you know,
but
you gotta
test
the person.
But the heart's not enough. You have to know, because the heart is impacted by what you think they mean, and until you find out exactly what they mean.
Now let's see our guest, our listener. We can put him on. We just had to get through some of our stuff. Mr. Dabbs, how's it going?
Dabbs, are you there?
That sounds like music.
Yeah, Dabbs was.
Now it sounds like music. Dead air.
He's playing
okay.
A game.
Right. That's
so,
okay.
So, but you have to watch, Joseph. Just going from your heart is you're filling in what you think it means to them and how they demonstrate it.
Yes.
With your own movie. Until you ask, until you know, you really don't know. Loyalty means many things to different people.
That's true.
I'm loyal to my last three at the same time girlfriends, someone could say.
Trisha said this on a show previously that you know, it comes down to communication. And I think that's what this is.
It's a communication exercise.
This is an exercise that you'd go through with someone and, you know, talk about things. I think it's a good thing to talk about your values with the person that you love. And
I agree.
Or that you care about.
It's critical because values are the key, the glue that will keep people together in good and bad times. Anyone can stay together in good times.
And anyone could put on a mask and pretend that they have certain values if they're trying to get a certain thing.
And when you get a blank stare, when you say demonstrate how, you say you're charitable, what have you done the last 12 months and to demonstrate that? And if you get a blank stare like, I answered the phone to the police association and contributed. Well, you know.
I've done so much I can't remember it all.
Exactly. So I really think this is important integration as a tool, even on the first date, as to talk about this. And I think
on the first date, you think you'd go through
very
this?
First date. Okay. Why waste time? That's what I say.
Okay.
Come on, let's go on this. What's your values? Definitely. Yeah, I mean, in a casual conversation.
And if it goes well, then pop that pill.
Yeah. Well,
we've already talked about that. We said it wasn't on the first date.
Well, sex could be a value.
It could be. Hey,
in fact,
it could
in
be.
One of my classes, sex was a value.
Wow.
I closed the class and went out with her. No, I'm kidding. So we asked, what does that mean?
Yeah.
She goes, you were teaching the class?
I was. It's called How to Recognize Red Flags and Potential Partners. And we go through this. And it's
I told you my value was humor.
Yeah.
Humor. And I like romance as well. I like that, the comment for romance. Dave, what is your value? What is your top value?
My top value, great question, is probably loyalty.
Okay.
I think that's real important.
I think it is as well.
I mean, there's many values, but other, obviously, humor, but being supportive could be a value.
Yes, supportive.
And
I think showing that you love someone, showing that you care,
caring is
caring.
A value.
I think caring.
And then how do you define
listening? It? Listening is a value.
Listening is a great value. So I would put, you know, maybe five or six, or maybe start with four
and then prioritize it.
And someone's saying humor and maturity are on there,
That could be.
So Hannah Marie, humor and maturity. Yep.
But remember, the listeners out there, you get the values, you prioritize it for both of you, you define it, and then you ask, how do you demonstrate that value? Because you are. And then you'll say, hey, does that match or no match?
Yep.
May not match.
I'm learning a lot from this conversation.
It's a really good conversation. It's a very good conversation.
I love this exercise. It's a good one. We'll have to do that on the dating game show.
Yes. I can't wait for the dating game here on Breakthrough Entertainment. Stay tuned. And don't forget Breakthrough Entertainment every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on KPHX 1480 a.m.
You're right.
I love this song as well. And you know what? Stay tuned as well for more both ends of the spectrum.
That's
and next
right.
week's Mother's Day special.
Mother's Day. And that's,
be good to your mama.
Say hi to your mama. And this is 1480 a.m. KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you to Trisha. Thank you to Joseph J. The lovely Kathleen, Eric the Great. And I'm Dave Isaac signing off. We'll see everyone next week from beautiful Phoenix, where the hot weather is cooking.
I am Groot.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.